was in my 30s, my 40s, and I was experiencing a lot of weird symptoms going on with my body that had proved that I was in perimenopause, which is premenopause, rolling into becoming full-blown menopause stage. So for those that are in their 30s, in 40s, I want you to pay attention to what you're eating, because your body is going to start talking to you in different ways when you don't understand. So you may start getting quick weight gain out of nowhere, and you're trying to figure out why I can't get this weight off. So it all has to do with your hormones. That's basically what menopause is. Good morning, beautiful faces. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I'm your host, Sunny Morrison, and thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, I want to thank you for stopping by. And I also want to thank you for tuning in. I provide topic discussion content where we will discuss the topic of the week or the topic of the day so that we can share our thoughts, concerns, opinions, experiences, and we can share them with each other so that we can go back and forth with each other in a conversation about the topic. Sometimes I will bring on a special guest so that they can share their knowledge and expertise pertaining to that topic so that we can all learn something new. Because I believe we all have room for growth, even myself. I love learning new things. And I love learning new things from people my age, people younger, people older. Because you're never too young, never too old to learn something new. So if you like content like this, just tune in every day, every week here on Spotify for Podcasters to listen to the next or the new episode. All right, so let's get into today's topic. We are going to talk about menopause. And I know this may not be interesting to the younger demographics, maybe under 30, but those that are in their 30s, I definitely would recommend you to listen to this, because there's such a thing called perimenopause, which is premenopause, that you receive symptoms prior to the full-blown menopause age. And that is normally in your 50s when you get in full-blown menopause, where you're experiencing all types of symptoms. But everybody's symptoms are different. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about men and women. So let me throw out a disclaimer. Nope, I am not a doctor. Nope, I am not a professional when it comes to menopause information. I am not a physician with giving my information on menopause, but I am a person who is experiencing menopause. And I am a person who has siblings who is experiencing menopause. Okay, so I am giving you my experience, and I am sharing their experiences without their names as well. So I just wanted to throw out that disclaimer, because I don't want you all thinking, oh, well, Sunny said this and Sunny said that. Well, Sunny is telling you what she experienced and what she is experiencing with her menopause. Okay, so I am in my 50s, but prior to me being in my 50s, I was in my 30s. In my 40s, and I was experiencing a lot of weird symptoms going on with my body, and had no clue that I was in perimenopause, which is premenopause, rolling into becoming full-blown menopause stage. So for those that are in their 30s, in 40s, I want you to pay attention to what you're eating. because your body is going to start talking to you in different ways where you don't understand. So you may start getting quick weight gain out of nowhere, and you're trying to figure out why I can't get this weight off. So it all has to do with your hormones. That's basically what menopause is. It's hormonal. So be careful of what you're putting in your body. A lot of processed foods. Stay away from all the fast food, the McDonald's, the Burger King's, the Wendy's. You know, be careful of what you're buying in the grocery store, all the frozen foods and all those different products like that. Read those labels. And if you cannot read and understand the ingredients, put it back on the shelf, because you cannot put that in your body. When you turn 30, things are going to start shifting for you. I know they always say that women should get mammograms when they turn 40. I don't agree with that. I think women need to start getting mammograms the minute they start getting breasts. Okay? And just even if they don't get the mammograms, parents, you need to start teaching your girls how to do self-breast exam. However you say it, in which order, you need to start teaching your girls how to do that with their breasts, so that way they can start examining their breasts to feel for those lumps or any discomfort in the breasts. Also, when you are in your 30s and your 40s, if you start feeling like your body is getting lethargic, you don't have any energy, and again, you're gaining weight out of nowhere, just unexpectedly, start paying attention to your food intake. Start paying attention to your activities and working out and moving around. Start paying attention to getting the proper sleep that you need. Because we don't realize that sleep deprivation is also a symptom of menopause. So you have to make sure that you are getting the proper sleep. If you feel like you can't sleep through the night and you're constantly waking up, then you're starting to enter into that stage of premenopause. I'm giving you all the symptoms that I was experiencing and had no clue this is what I was going through. The other clue that I was getting was cold flashes. And I don't want to say cold, I want to say freezing. I'm constantly cold all the time and being told, oh, you're just low on iron. You need to check your iron. Go to the doctor, do my annual checkup. Iron good, thyroid's good, blood pressure good. Everything is good, so it's not that. But not one time did my doctor say, well, maybe you're experiencing premenopause. So I can say, well, what is that? And she could start talking to me about what is that. But it was never that. It was, you know, you just need to eat more green vegetables and you need to do this and you need to do that. But it was never a time where they felt like they needed to discuss premenopause because I was in my 30s. Then when I got in my 40s, I still had the cold flashes. I still was not able to sleep at night, but it was getting worse. I wasn't able to sleep at all. I was having night terrors, jumping up out my sleep, you know, screaming. I was also having anxiety really bad. Didn't know what the anxiety was. Felt like I was having an out-of-body experience. Felt like I was having a heart attack. Okay? So I wasn't sure what was happening to me. Then I would go to my doctor and I would let them know, hey, I'm having this anxiety, something is going on. They would ask me, are you stressed? Are you having added stress at work? Are you having added stress in at home? You know, different things like that. And I would tell her, no, it's the same thing. If I have stress, it's already stress that I'm stressing. It's nothing new. This is something different. This is a different feeling. So I can't really explain it. Sometimes I couldn't even explain what I was feeling and what I was going through. So that was one thing. And then the other thing was the panic attacks. Oh my gosh, I was having panic attacks. Now this in my 40s, mid-40s to late-40s to my 50s. I was having panic attacks and had no clue what was going on. stop asking my doctors anything because she just wasn't giving me the information, or my GYN, he wasn't giving me the information. So I started doing my research on my own. Because, you know, I always do the research for you so you don't have to. But I do recommend you do your own research. So I researched, why am I having panic attacks? Why am I having anxiety? And so what I searched and what information came up, what I searched rather, was several things. I know some things came up that maybe you were stressed, you know, that came up, stress came up again. It showed that if you were pregnant women normally have panic attacks or they have anxiety. But what kept coming up every time I searched it was premenopause. Premenopause is a symptom of premenopause. And I kept saying premenopause. So then I kept searching. So instead of searching for panic attacks, I searched, what are the symptoms of premenopause? And let me tell you, everything that I was experiencing was on the list, and other things that was on the list that I was not experiencing, but one of my sisters was experiencing, two of my sisters were experiencing, three of my sisters were experiencing them. One was hives, skin disorder, where the doctors were calling eczema. The other one was severe hot flashes, severe mood swings. The other one was bone tightness, where you can't even get up and walk. Muscle, not bones, but muscle tightness, where your bones are so tight, she couldn't get up out the bed. And then they told her she had fibromyalgia, whatever you call it, which is another term dealing with your muscles or your bones. But it turned out that she was experiencing the symptoms of menopause. And these symptoms don't last forever, but they do last quite a period of time. And when I was going through it, I was like, oh my God, I am in premenopause. So by the time I turned 50, I was in full-blown menopause, because guess what? I started gaining weight. A person who has never gained weight in their life, only the time when she was pregnant at 8 months, she was 120 pounds. And then at 9 months after she had the baby, she dropped 20 pounds and was back at 100 pounds. Never gained weight. So I gained 120 pounds. I was weighing 104, and I got up to 125 pounds and was trying to figure out what is going on. And that's when I realized I was in full-blown menopause, because that was on the list. That was on the list of what are the symptoms of premenopause and what are the symptoms of menopause. Menopause were hot and cold flashes, excessive weight gain, mood swings, hair loss, hives, skin disorders, gum disorders, like in your mouth, your teeth, gum disorders, like your teeth, your gums swell up. Sometimes women teeth fall out. This symptom or cocoon that we go to during our lives as women is serious. It's almost like a butterfly going through a cocoon, going through that process of a cocoon and coming out as this beautiful butterfly. And I'm not saying that going through menopause, you're not going to eventually come out of it, and then you're not going to come out of it as a beautiful butterfly. You will come out of it as a beautiful butterfly, because you're crossing over to a new chapter of womanhood in your life. And most of the times when you are in full-blown menopause, that means your menstrual cycle has been off for a complete year, which is the great part. But the bad part about it, because the menstrual is no longer releasing eggs, you are losing your estrogen, you're losing the different hormones that you need for your body to produce, or whatever the body does to reset and then restart. The hormone is a part of who we are, our hormones. And so when that stops, the body is trying to adjust itself to this new way of production, if that makes sense. So yeah, I gained the weight and realized that I'm not used to having this type of weight at 4'11", 5', and my breasts had gotten so big and my stomach was getting a gut, and you know, I always had a little booty, but that booty was too big for my body frame. I don't need that much butt. I know you young girls and even some older women, you all love big butts, but I have just enough for my frame. I couldn't carry that weight like that, so I had to dig deep and start doing some research on how I need to get this weight off my body. So I did a detox. I stopped eating meat for 30 days. I stopped that meat, and I don't mean just pork, red meat. I mean every meat, from pork all the way down to fish, seafood. All I ate was green vegetables, beans, and fruit. That's it. I didn't eat no dairy. I didn't eat no drinks with sugar, which I never and rarely drink sodas. I'm not a soda drinker like I used to be. I used to be addicted to Mountain Dews really bad. But I stopped drinking any type of soda that had a sugar in it or caffeinated. I started drinking more water, and I started drinking teas, natural teas. And the number one tea that I was drinking to help me start getting that weight off was green tea. And I was consistent for 30 days, and I got the weight down. So I got that weight down from 125 to 110. And then I went down from 110 to 103. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm dropping too much. So I got myself back up to 105, between 105 and 110. That's where I wanted to be. And then from 110, I said, I'll stretch it to at least like 112, and 115 would be the highest or the most weight, because as you get older, you don't want to be too skinny, because then you start looking too fragile and frail, you know. So I did it at 115. So right now I'm in my mid 50s, and I weigh between 114 and 118. I don't want to get after that 118, so I want to keep it down to at least 115. So if you start experiencing any of these symptoms that I'm telling you, just understand that you are going into your premenopause, and you can go into premenopause in your 30s. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. If you start sweating profusely and you've never sweated before like that, then that is a start of you sweating, and especially night sweats. So in my 50s, I started having night sweats so bad, it felt like I was laying in a puddle of water. I would have to get up. I would tell my husband, you know, I'm sweating really bad. I would have to get up in the middle of the night and go jump in the shower. Like my body would be drenched in sweat. Get up, go jump in the shower. And then throughout the day, I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm cold. So bad to where it drains your body. It drains your body, because your hormones are still trying to adjust to you not having a menstrual cycle. And I'm looking online. I'm trying to find different supplements, natural supplements, because still to this day, my doctor, my primary doctor, and my GYN, and I'll talk about my GYN with what he recommended, but my primary doctor, still to this day, I don't recall her giving me any tips on menopause or even speaking on menopause for that matter. The only thing she does mention to me is the mammogram. She'll ask me, have I received my mammogram this year? Because I had a physical in March of this year. And I told her not yet. I normally get my mammogram in July because you have to go to your GYN to get your annual pap smear so then they can get you a referral to go and get your mammogram. Which in my opinion, I think the mammogram, the GYN, your annual pap smear and your GYN should all be in your peps in your I'm sorry, your mammogram should all be done in the same day from the same person. If not your GYN, someone in his office should be there to do your mammogram. So that way you can get it all done. But it doesn't work like that here in this country. Everything is separate. But, my primary doctor, she would ask me about that. She would ask me, have you had your annual? Have you had your mammogram? And I would tell her, no, not yet. I don't have it until July. And so, that's another thing. She never talks to me about menopause. If I don't bring it up, and I don't bring it up on purpose because I want to see if she asks me anything about menopause. Are you experiencing any night sweats? Are you experiencing this, that, and other? So if she asks me these things, I could tell her, yes. What can I do for them? And I never get that question. Now, my GYN, he'll ask me questions on is if anything has changed, how are you feeling? That's what he'll ask me, and then I'll go into the how am I feeling with my menopause. Like, I am having hot flashes, cold flashes. I am having anxiety really bad. I was gaining weight at one point, but I got the weight off because I stopped eating meat. He was very impressed about that. And then he started asking me questions about what do I eat for protein, and I told him beans. I eat beans, I eat lentil beans, I eat chickpeas, I eat black beans, I eat white beans, red beans, I eat beans and greens. But for the protein, I eat beans. That's it. All day, every day. To this day, I still do. I still don't eat meat. I have not eaten meat in almost 7 years. But he did recommend to me for the hot flashes. He said that there's a new medical study that came out where they inject this little rice device or medical product or medical, I don't know what you want to call it, but it looks, it's the size of a rice grain that they inject into the woman's buttocks. And you put that in your buttocks, and that is supposed to balance your hormones from all the hot flashes and all the night sweats and all the mood swings and everything that you are experiencing. So here come the medical field coming up with a medical diagnosis or a medical treatment rather to help you with your hormones. Nothing natural, nothing that you can do to assist you in a natural way where there's no side effects. So that was my first question. What are the side effects? And he said, well, there's still studies on the side effects. And he said, honestly, I do have many patients. He said many patients that have done the treatment and currently there are no side effects from them. He said, but there were a few that mentioned that they were gaining weight. Some were gaining weight. And I said, oh, okay. And then I said, well, what about like health side effects, headaches, dizziness, nauseousness? And he said he had not gotten any of those complaints at the moment. And I said, okay. I said, well, let me do more research on it. If you have any information or literature, I'll take it with me and I'll do the study and we could follow up and go from there if I decide to do it. Got the information, went to do the study, and it's like a hell no, I'm not doing that. First of all, I'm not injecting anything in me because when you're putting foreign objects in your body is going to react to it. So I'm not doing it. I don't care if it is a small piece of rice grain. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to continue to do my research, find natural ways of controlling the menopause as much as possible. And I just have to understand that this is a part of being a woman. So in my 40s and 50s, I told you all that I got in full blown in my 50s. I started gaining the weight. I started, having night sweats and everything else that was coming. I lost that weight, and I just maintained my health by working out. And what I mean by working out, walking, skating, riding my bike, jump roping, just being active, aerobics, yoga, Pilates, all of that is good. It is really good, and I recommend meditation. Meditation is really good because it helps you control your mind, your mindset. When you are feeling a hot flash, you will know how to breathe, do the breathing method and all that that comes with that. Now, when I did mention that I was having hot flashes when I got full blown, and the hot flashes were very, very severe, I told my sister-in-law, and she told me about a product called Lydia Pickham, which is a very, very old medicine that you used to buy over the counter back in the 60s and the 70s. They took it off the market for some reason. They never said why, but what it was used for, it was used for menstrual cramps for women back in the day. And it also helped women with menopause, but it was really for menstrual cramps. So I said, well, where do I get that? She said, oh, they sell it at like natural food stores and, stuff like that, even online at Amazon. So I went on Amazon and I looked it up, and sure enough, it was there. So I ordered it. Very, very skeptical about taking stuff like that online. So I took one or two. I did it for maybe one week first, just to see how I felt. And that first week, let me tell you, it was making me hotter. It was making me hotter. So I guess it had to go through my body to get the hormones in order. So that first week I got hot, so I didn't take it the second week. But that second week, I started feeling like the hot flashes were tapering off. And I only did it for 1 week. And I only stopped because I was getting hot. And I was like, okay, this isn't working. But then those hot flashes just started tapering off. No hot flash, no night sweats, no cold flash. I was just feeling normal. So I'm like, wait a minute, this is working. So then I started taking it every other day. It's liquid. So I would drink it every other day. Then I realized, okay, I didn't need to drink it as much. But what I wasn't doing, I wasn't drinking enough water. So it was increasing my liver count. When I did my blood work, when I went to my doctor's appointment and she asked me, what was I taking? Because my liver count was really high. I didn't tell her what I was taking. I already knew what it was. And I just told her, I'm not really sure, but I would just pay attention to that. But I stopped taking it. But what I should have done was I should have continued to take it with more drinking more water, because it really worked. I just needed to not drink. I needed to drink more water, but I just completely stopped. As soon as I stopped, probably a month or two later, the hot flashes came back. They didn't come back worse. They just came back at the level it was. So I eventually started focusing on getting the hot flashes under control on my own, and I have. So what I do is I keep myself hydrated. I try my best to drink a lot of water because your body has to be hydrated. And I keep on certain clothes that are not going to be clingy to my skin. I also keep the air on me. If I'm in the car, I just keep the air on my face, because I notice that when the air is on my face, it cools it down. If I'm out and about and I just happen to get a hot flash, I will go to the bathroom or I will go somewhere, especially if I'm in an area where I can go to the bathroom, and I will wet my face and I to cool my body down, and then I will pop out my little fan, not the electric fan, the handheld fan. And then I would do my breathing method while I'm having the hot flash, and it'll go away. And then I don't get them as much as I used to. Now, I'm still dealing with the hot and cold flashes, but not as much. Not as much. I don't have hot, night sweats as much. As a matter of fact, I don't get them at all as often as I did. I may get them maybe once every so many months. So I'm getting it under control, and I believe I have gotten it under control. I don't have anxiety anymore. If I feel like I'm having anxiety, because I feel anxiety come on, it starts in the pit of my stomach, I do my breathing method. And let me tell you what the breathing method is. You breathe through your nose and you hold it for 5 seconds. And when you're breathing through your nose, you put that oxygen in your stomach, in the pit of your stomach, and you hold your breath for 5 seconds, and then you release that oxygen through your mouth as long as it takes to come out. But you're releasing it out and you're curling your tongue like an S, and then you blow out through your mouth, through that tongue, very slow. And you do that 3 times, and you'll feel your heart rate slowing down and you'll feel very relaxed. I'm going to do a show and we do that. I used to do that on my last couple seasons, where I would start the show off with breathing method. But that's what I do. And, you know, I'm still eating the way I eat. You have to be careful with what you put in your body, because it affects your hormones with all this processed food and chemicals that this country put in our food and allow us to eat. That also can start, you know, early menopause. That's why you see young girls at the age of 8. Getting cycles, getting their menstrual cycles, getting breasts, you know. So all of it really does stem with the food that we eat, and how you eat, and how you, and what you put in your body. You got to also be careful with alcohol intake. If you smoke, you need to be careful with that. You know, marijuana, you know, you could, even though it's natural if you're growing it, but if you're buying it from someone else, you don't know what they put on it, or what they're growing it in, or what they putting laced on it. So you have to be careful with that. So now let me quickly go into, because I'm 31 minutes into the show, and I want to talk to you quickly about the menopause. Yes, men actually have menopause. They go through it as well, and it's the same thing. They get hot flashes. A lot of men get hot flashes and don't know why they're getting hot. They think that they're just sweating, but they get hot flashes. I have a cousin that told me that them hot flashes was kicking his butt. You know, not only do they get hot flashes, they also gain weight, and they gain weight in the stomach. So when they gain that weight in their stomach, what happens is it causes their libido to go low. They start losing their sex drive. Women don't lose their sex drive. And that's another thing I forgot to add on the list. They get high sex drive. But men, they start losing their sex drive when they start going through their menopause. And they can start losing their sex drive in their 30s. You know, they get limp, you know, and they either can't get up, or they can't actually ejaculate because they're going through the menopause. And if you're in your 20s and 30s and you're experiencing that, that's premenopause. I suggest you go see a doctor real quick. If you're smoking, constantly smoking cigarettes, weed, drinking alcohol, all of those supplements will cause men to have low sex drive, even low sperm count, all of that. Be careful. You want to eat the proper foods that's going to keep your sex drive up, that's going to keep your sperm count up. Do your research so that way you will know exactly what you are to eat and what you are not to eat. A lot of men, you know, they start having, you know, issues you know, with their prostate and, you know, going to the bathroom constantly, pay attention to that. You know, some of them get very lazy. They don't have any energy. So pay attention to that. So when you're going to your primary doctor, because I know men don't have GYNs, but they do have specialists, you know, that they can go to once they go to their GYN. I'm sorry, once you go to your primary doctor, you can ask those questions about premenopause. And just start working out, guys. Start working out. Get on your bike. Run, jog, you know, lift weights. Do whatever it is that you need to do. And when you're doing those protein shakes, be careful with those. Make sure that those protein shakes are natural protein shakes and they're not causing you to have, giving you a certain amount of testosterone or hormones, which can also cause you to have men boobs. You know, that's also a part of menopause. So just pay attention to your body, guys, because you go through menopause just as well as women. You're just not being told. Because these doctors don't tell us. They're only doing the bare minimum. And that is to look in your ear, look in your nose, say, ah, do your blood pressure, listen to your heart, breathe in, breathe out, you know, that type of stuff. Take your blood to see if your blood pressure is high. Check your thyroid, your liver. That's it. That's the bare minimum. All that other stuff, you need to ask questions because they're not going to volunteer it. So anyway, I think I'm going to wrap it up. I'll be back again with another topic that I think we can all learn from. I hope this helped. I hope you like content like this. If you do, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Sunny Morrison, S-U-N-N-I-E, Morrison, 2 R's, 1 S. And tune in every Tuesday on my Instagram for Talk About It Tuesdays live with Sunny Morrison at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we talk about different topics such as this, as well as me bringing on a live guest. That is basically the show. I always have a guest on that show. And this one is normally me and you. And if I can bring on a guest here on Spotify for podcasts, because I don't see the feature anymore where you were allowed to bring on an invited guest. I don't see that feature anymore. But anyway, just continue to tune in. I really do appreciate it. Thank you all for your time. I'll see you next. You won't see me. You'll hear me on the next show. Have a sunny day.